Kathy, are you in here?
I'm in, and are we ready for the Pledge of Allegiance?
Yes. Thank you, Martha.
I love it.
Everyone up and ready to begin? I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America,
and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Sounds like we're doing rounds. I have a motion to approve our agenda, please.
So moved.
Second.
Amy, that was you second?
Member Perry seconded?
D. Perry, okay.
And you do the roll call?
Actually, I did it before we went into closed session.
So that covers it on this? I mean, we don't?
Yes.
All of our, in Laguna, we've had to do all our votes by roll call when we're on these remote meetings, and I don't know whether that's just preference.
Do everything.
Yeah. Okay.
Pardon me, Amy?
Capo does the same thing. We have to move approval of the agenda. We need a roll call. That's how we do it, Capo.
Okay. So can I have a roll call? And Trustee Vickers?
Yes.
Trustee Jones?
Yes.
Trustee Hanacek?
Aye.
Trustee McNicholas?
Aye.
Trustee Perry?
Aye.
Do we have a report on closed session?
Patty?
Yes. So with item one, a direction has been given to staff. And on item two, we have appointed Anthony Rusmana in the position of College and Career Guidance Coordinator. I'd also like to just make the announcement that the discussion included our plans to reinstate the cuts that we were had to take in order to balance our budget once we receive our grant funds from the state. The plan will go forward with reinstating those cuts. So I wanted to just include that information.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now we have board and executive director comments. So any comments that board members have at this time? Seeing none.
Well, I would just like to thank the staff for their hard work getting ready for this year, that in this unprecedented situation, I think it's going to be great. I think we are setting precedents that will be useful in years to come once we are fully back in the classroom. And I think everyone has done a great job, and I'm very appreciative.
Thank you, Gina. I would agree with that sentiment. And I think that being able to start, just recognizing that doing it on distance learning makes it less complicated and makes for access equally for everyone. So it's a good plan.
And I love that the GoPros are being used.
Thank you.
So, Patty, you have executive director comments?
I do. I have a little short report. I would like to just let the board know that even though we're in summertime, and our teachers are technically off, we have a lot going on over this summer with training. Jill and Dom have been offering training for Canvas in four different modules. And so we've had both district CTE teachers and CCTE teachers taking advantage of this training. And the four different modules include not just learning how to set up a Canvas account, but also how to upload additional work for students in addition to your lessons, and how to be creative with videos, utilizing NetFRIS so that teachers can have their entire class talk to professionals in the field and meet with professionals in the field, see video field trips, visit places they would not be able to go due to our limited budget. So we're actually finding quite an opportunity during this pandemic in how we offer our training. And Although nothing makes up for in-person instruction, we hope to be able to utilize these new methods even when we return in person. So it's exciting, and I think we will redefine high quality career technical education. So I'm very grateful to our staff. I also wanted to tell you about an opportunity that has come up, and I'm going to share my screen because I'd like you to see the flyer. Let me just temporarily stop sharing the agenda and go here to, let's see if I can find it. I have this problem a few times, so let me dig it up down here. Here it is. Okay, now I can do it. So North Orange County ROP has been working together with a company called ULP, which is, let me see if I can make this a little bigger, which is the university lab partners that just opened up at the UCI location. And I went to their grand opening a few months ago, and they've asked to develop a program called Medical Innovation and Entrepreneurship. And this program has been designed by Stanford and in collaboration with UCI. And what they've done is they've incorporated a course that will earn students 2.5 units of UCI credit. So I'm super excited because this would be the first time we'd have an articulation that offers our students university credit instead of community college credit. They did this over the summer as a partnership, and they were able to bring in, of course it was all virtual, they were able to bring in these keynote speakers from industry, super impressive, from UCI School of Medicine, from Chalk Hospital, and down here we have people from Chalk because it was a big partnership with Chalk, and they were able to provide 2 weeks of training. Now they would like to expand the program, and they've asked us to partner as an ROP with the other two ROPs in the county. So we're serving approximately 17 districts through that partnership, and we would be bringing a class that we would start sometime in the fall. It would be after school, and students from biotech, engineering, sports medicine would be able to join and take this program, and they're calling it kind of an online internship where they would get full-on instruction and guest speakers and then cultivate with a project that they present in a competition. They are given a set of problems to solve, and then they come up with either a medical device or an engineered idea, and they present it to this prestigious group. And so we're super excited about it, and I just wanted to know you to know that we're working on it. It's still a work in progress, and we're still meeting with the university lab partners contact and each ROP to develop this program. But it's a little premature to throw it out there yet as a brand new class. But once we do get it going, we'll pull in students from all of those classes to join and do this work and start this wonderful class moving forward in cooperation with Coastline ROP, North Orange County ROP, CCA, and then the University Lab Partners, UCI, and using the Stanford curriculum. And that concludes my report.
Thank you. If you can share your screen again with the agenda, it'd be great.
Yeah.
Patty, when you have time, that thing, that document you just displayed, could you email that to me? Maybe everybody would like it.
I'd yes,
like
please.
It. Yes. Thank you.
Okay.
Let me see if I can find my agenda again. Sorry.
That's okay.
Let's see. Here it is.
Somewhere our mail deliverer has mine.
So it's kind of weird. I have to find it and then put it up on my screen and then go to share screen to be able to pull it up again.
That's okay. It's coming.
On mail? So the slowdown of mail is a real thing. Mm-hmm. So we will have to plan when you mail things out. It's real and it's intentional and it's a problem. So just to let everybody know.
Thank you.
We have comments from the public. I'm assuming that there are none.
We do not.
Thank you. So we move to our discussion action items. Our first item 9, K-12 Strong Workforce Program Grant Sub-Agreement between Rancho Santiago Community College District and College and Career Advantage. And Patty, you're presenting that?
Yeah. We're asking you to ratify this contract. We brought forward the amount the last time we met, but we hadn't received the contract yet. So this is the actual contract for our grant for 2019-20. So this is the 1920 amount. It goes through December of 2021, actually. That's an error on this page. But okay. We can spend the money through December of 2021, and we'd like to have you ratify the actual contract and sign it for us so we can send it back to them.
Thank you. Is there a motion?
Move approval.
Second.
Any discussion? I think we've had a lot of discussion before, so since it's a ratification. And roll call vote, please.
Yes. Trustee Vickers?
Yes.
Trustee Jones?
Yes.
Trustee Hanacek?
Aye.
Trustee McNicholas?
Aye.
Trustee Perry?
Yes.
Thank you. Next is item 10, approval of job description for College and Career Guidance Coordinator. Patty?
Yes. We need to have your approval as this is a new position of the job description and position so that we can add this to our lineup.
Thank you. Is there a motion?
Move approval.
Second.
Any discussion? Thank you. It's a very all-encompassing job description. I think there'll be a lot done for our students with this. Roll call vote, please.
Yes, can I just clarify who made the motion and the second?
I made the motion, Gila.
Okay.
Martha made the Martha second. Did.
All right, perfect. Thank you. Trustee Vickers?
Yes.
Trustee Jones?
Yes.
Trustee Hanacek?
Aye.
Trustee McNicholas?
Aye.
Trustee Perry?
Yes.
Thank you. Item 11, Memorandum of Understanding between Capistrano Unified School District and College and Career Advantage for the position of College and Career Guidance Coordinator.
Yes, and this is me again. And we are asking for you to approve the MOU between CUSD and CCA for the shared position of a College and Career Guidance Coordinator that we'll be utilizing on a 70-30% split moving forward.
Move approval.
Second.
Thank you. Any further discussion? And Patty, I know I asked this question about, and we have it on our organizational part, but is there also someone in Capo that he will need to report to?
So he'll be reporting to me, and the two of us will be working closely with Susan Holliday.
Okay. Thank you. Is there any other board discussion or comment? Then a roll call vote, please.
Trustee Vickers?
Yes.
Trustee Jones?
Aye.
Trustee Hanacek?
Aye.
Trustee McNicholas?
Aye.
Trustee Perry?
Yes.
Thank you.
We have a discussion item. Item 12, use of College and Career Advantage buildings by Capistrano Unified School District. Patty?
As requested, I reached out to our attorney to get advice on the donation of the buildings and found that we are not really able to donate the buildings directly to CUNC. I had her write an opinion letter that I've sent to you. And that opinion letter, she gives us a few options. And the staff recommendation would be that we either do an exchange for buildings or we have a facilities use contract with CUSD and they would do the same for us for the new location. So I would leave that up to you to discuss and decide.
Okay. This will not have a vote today, is that correct? Is it just discussion item?
Yes.
Okay. So comments, questions from?
I have a question. What's cleaner, like for CCA, facilities use or an exchange? Well, you know, so you aren't adding to your plate with maintenance, ongoing maintenance, or whatever that might be.
So, my opinion is that although it would be nice to own the buildings that we're in, I think we'd be creating another set of problems of owning the buildings and not the land. So eventually, the district may want to have different uses for that land, and we technically are a guest because we own the buildings. It doesn't mean that we can keep the facility moving forward. So if we were to do an exchange, we may be just kicking the can down the road. If we retain ownership of the buildings and do a use agreement for the time being, then as time goes on and the building's value continues to decline, there may be a time where we can do a donation directly to CUSD if they determine that they're going to do something different that property at that time. So those are kind of things that I feel that in the best interest of CCA, I don't know that owning buildings on somebody else's land is necessarily in the best interest of CCA, but again, I would leave that up to you guys to decide.
In reading the opinion from legal and what you just said, Patty, it would seem to me that the facility use is the best option. And then the cleanest option.
And I, Kathy, I would ask if is it not possible for us to make a decision and then take action at this meeting?
Oh, we could, yes.
Okay.
Because I think that we probably need to take action fairly before school starts.
I'm not sure. Once you list it as a discussion item, I'm not sure you can take action, can you?
If it would be categorized as an emergency, which I'm not sure this is, I believe it can be done by, I think it's a 4/5 vote of the board to say that you need, it'd be the same, I think, as if you put a policy into place without a second reading. I'm not sure.
I don't think there's any harm in us bringing it back to our next meeting for the actual action and vote. Because it's a use agreement and we're all in agreement of that. So I think the district is fine with that and we would be okay with that.
So it really would come back to us as an approval of a facilities use agreement?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that would give us time to prepare them.
That makes sense then. So we really don't need to vote on it now other than giving you direction to come back with a facilities use agreement. Got it.
Well, but we wouldn't have to approve a facilities of a use agreement. Our own boards don't approve those. They're just staff jobs.
I think Martha's point is that it's on the agenda for the public as a discussion, not an action item.
Yes, I understand that. I'm just saying that it wouldn't come back to our board unless we think that this item 12 has to be voted on because it was listed as a discussion item. We can't vote on it.
I think, Gila, some of our facilities use agreements do come back under
consent.
Consent. Yeah.
That could, yes.
Like when we have agreements with our homeowners associations in Samlark and other cities, yeah, so.
Will CAPO be doing the same agreement for our facility to use that?
Yes, so the plan is for us each to do a facilities use agreement for each location for the other to have an authorization to use that facility.
Thank you. Any further questions on this item?
Thank you.
We move to item 13, reopening school in fall 2020. Patty?
And we did have that discussion in our closed session meeting about the plans, but we wanted to make our plans public. So I'm just presenting this for discussion, but I don't think there's any decision that needs to be made. Just wanted to make it.
Mm-hmm. Any board comment or further question or discussion on this? Seems to be a lot of preparation went into this plan, and that it really should make it possible for students to continue in a good form. Thank you.
Patty, is there a recommendation to continue online?
I don't believe we need that because that's a governor's order.
Okay.
Right now. So I don't think we need a recommendation for that. That's kind of a mandate from the state right now.
All right. Thank you.
Right. Certainly, currently, we haven't been cleared for anything else in Orange County. Okay. Then any other comment from board members?
Yeah, just quickly, I earlier thanked the staff for everything they did. And will you also extend our thanks to the teachers for being so willing to work, be flexible with this, and continue to provide good education for our kids. You know, we had in the spring that the 3D printing lab at Capitol Valley High expanded out into the community and provided some of the 3D printers to students. And my husband, even though he's not a student, did take one. There were plenty of them, and printed a PPE item. And that, I think, was such a great project, and it allowed me to get to know a couple of our CCA teachers. One is a MLU teacher and one is a plain CCA teacher. And their enthusiasm for what they do was so exciting and so moving and heartwarming. I would go in there week after week to turn in what my husband had been doing and ask questions, and they were amazing. And again, just please extend our thanks mm-hmm. to all of them, not just those two men, but for being so willing to continue doing what they do.
I will do that. Thank you, Kayla. I have an update with our staff this afternoon at 2:00. And if you don't mind, before we end our board meeting, I'd like to extend an invitation to all of you for our staff meeting, which will be on August 10th. And I'll reach out to you also to determine if any of you would like to give our welcome speech at that staff meeting. And I'll send you the actual invitation.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Kathy, you can sort that out.
I think I have Gila and then Martha.
Okay.
Great. Okay, so we'll do a roll call. Trustee Vickers?
Yes.
Trustee Jones?
Yes.
Trustee Hanacek?
Aye.
Trustee McNicholas?
Aye.
Trustee Perry?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.